This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. We'll have Mark Slerv join us from our NFL Odyssey Insider at a little after 5:20, talking about the NFL, the Saints, the whole gambit across the National Football League. Want to keep you up to date on New Orleans Bowl. Southern Miss with a 7-3 lead over Western Kentucky. Blake Anderson on the sideline, his first game as a head coach for Southern Miss. And, man, what a great catch Tyshawn Chapman made in the end zone to give Southern Miss the lead because Western Kentucky jumped on them, got a field goal. But Chapman made a great catch in the end zone. So it's Southern Miss 7, Western Kentucky 3. What about 2 minutes left in the first quarter? Charlie, last night I got to listen to it on the way back from the Silver Slipper, but I was listening to Graf and John DeShazer make the call. But the Pels, 5 straight wins. At the end, it was kind of scratchy. You got to figure out, hey, they ain't got no time left on the clock. They can't beat you. Don't be taking these shots with 15, 16 seconds left on the shot clock. You got to milk that. But another big win by the Pelicans. Make it 5. And at 6 o'clock tonight right here on the Big 870, it'll be pregame as the Pelicans take on a much tougher foe, the Cleveland Cavaliers, tonight, and tip off for the Cavaliers and the Pelicans at 6:30. Zion, 24 points. But again, the rookies have played a big part in this. And we saw Trey Murphy really struggle shooting the ball last night. But Derek Queen, man, again,
he's
showed up big for the Pelicans. Showed up big.
DQ's awesome. I mean, I saw someone kind of put it this way. He's basically, 30 games into his NBA career, and he knows that he's too big for wings to guard him, but he's too quick and too skilled for bigs to guard him. He is awesome. A phenomenal young talent. Can't wait to watch his continued growth. Last night, Mike, you know, it was a great comeback for the Pelicans, and AD brought it up on the broadcast, Antonio Daniels, that this Pelicans team needed to find ways to win ugly games, right? Where you're not going to blow teams out of the water and put up 140 points every night. They had been putting up upwards of 130 per game with Borrego in that the 4-game winning streak before they stretched it out to 5. But even in an ugly game against the Mavericks, who are a defensive-oriented team, as we know, being able to kind of scratch and claw your way back into things in the fourth quarter. There were multiple different runs, Mike. And one thing that kind of kept getting brought up is like, oh, the Pelicans are playing great defense. Mike, I want to give them the credit, but at the same time, it just felt like the Mavericks were missing shots. They missed a lot of good looks. I mean, Najee Marshall blew a wide open layup. He was probably too busy trying to beef with a 19-year-old again. I mean, AD had some good looks that he just bricked. It was just the Pelicans took advantage of the Mavericks' inability to score down the stretch, and the Pelicans got hot down the stretch as well. Jordan Poole at the start of the fourth quarter, Zion at the end of the fourth quarter, and they were able to take advantage of the Mavericks in that matchup, and now it's five straight wins. The blender was rocking. It was just a great night for the Pels, who are really starting to scratch and claw their way back into the season. But tonight, as you said, the Cleveland Cavaliers are an interesting team.
Oh, yeah.
They were the one seed in the East last year. They're not off to that same type of start. They're 16-14 right now. They're the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference at this current moment. And they've been banged up. Evan Mobley is going to be out in this game. He's a key piece for them. The Pels are gigantic underdogs, by the way. And I just don't really know why. Because it feels like the Cavaliers haven't been playing great. They've been hurt. And the Pelicans are playing their best basketball of the season right now with James Borrego leading the way. So, you know, we'll see if they can make it six. I don't think it's out of the question at all, Mike.
Man, with the point spread, it's like 11 or 11.
It's come down since the news that Zion was going to be playing. There was kind of the buzz about the injury report. Herb is going to be out tonight. Herb Jones with a right ankle sprain. And then, or it might be a left ankle. It's an ankle sprain. And then Jordan Poole is going to be questionable with ankle soreness. But Zion wasn't listed on the injury report at all. So for the first time in what feels like a decade and a half, he's going to be playing the second night of a back-to-back. So that's really interesting. Him coming off the bench has been, you know, almost a revelation for this team, Mike, where they can just use him in different spurts and he can give them instant offense. It's been really interesting to see how Borrego's handled him, and Borrego has lauded Zion for really buying into this new role. But yeah, it's been working out for the Birds for the past basically week and a half, and we'll see if they keep it going tonight.
Are you surprised? You know, Sadiq Bey, who's had a roller coaster ride in the NBA. I mean, it's been all over the board. Now, last night, shooting the ball deep, I think on 3 points, I think he was 0 of 6. It was a lousy. But, you know, he comes up with 19 points in the game. And every game, the one thing about it is he's so consistent with the points scored and how well he plays. I think he sort of has went that a lot of people haven't talked about it, but how they were able to get him.
Right.
And what he's done, to me, that's a bit of a surprise. He has been that good for the Pels.
It was the connection with Troy Weaver, Mike,
yes,
dating back to Detroit. And Sadiq Bey has been a revelation. He's been fantastic. And one word that comes up to mind, clutch. There's so many different moments within this winning streak and throughout the season where Borrego and this coaching staff is just drawing up plays to get Sadiq Bey the ball in the clutch. When they signed him, Mike, I remember we talked about it, that, you know, a good 3-and-D player, there was the question marks coming off a major surgery, you know, if he could really reach the player that he was in Detroit, because he was a very strong player to start his career. I think he's surpassed that. I think he's evolved as a player, and he's been fantastic for this Pelicans team. You know, one of those kind of guys where you look at him, where would the Pelicans be without Sadiq Bey? Excellent, excellent start to his Pelicans career, and hopefully that continues as well.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how's the podcast going? And, man, there's always something rolling if it's Saints. But then you got to do the game between the Panthers and the Bucks, and which has been the wild ride. And I think this continues because, you know what? I think Seattle beats Carolina and Tampa beats Miami, and it comes down winner-take-all in the final game.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're 100% right. So it'll be really interesting. Carolina has just been one of those teams that, you know, can lose to the Saints and then all of a sudden, you know, turn around and beat the LA Rams. I mean, it just, they don't make any sense at all to me. And I think the really interesting thing for me last week was, you know, Todd Bowles, and we all know Todd Bowles. He's going to blitz. He's going to bring pressure. That's what he does. And there were a couple of critical situations in that game on Sunday. It was one with 12 seconds left, and Todd brings zero blitz, and Bryce Young, who, yeah, I've never been like, he's a really nice kid and he's a good player, but I've never really felt like he was going to be the deal, right? And all of a sudden he throws one to Tetero McMillan for about 45 yards at a touchdown. And then in the fourth quarter, the same thing, critical moment in the game, zero blitz. And he hits Jalen Coker for another, like a 40-yard gain down the sideline to put them in field goal range. So they're just one of those teams you really have a tough time figuring out. It's going to come down to week 18 between Tampa and Carolina in Tampa, I believe.
Man, Mark, I look at that Panthers receiving core. Do they have any small receivers? All these cats look like they kind of a small forward in the NBA. Every one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're all 6'4", 6'3", and, you know, 200 plus pounds. Leggett is huge. Coker is a big guy, and as is Tetero and McMillan. So no, they're all size. They could probably use a little guy, a little scat back type of guy, or a little quick guy, you know, in the slot. But they don't have any of those guys right now. So they're just an interesting football team, to say the least.
And they could steal the NFC South, but they got to win that final game. Mark, Saints continue put W's up on the board, down three in a row. Then they go now to Nashville to play the Titans, and it's not like, you know, this is a juggernaut team in the NFL, and they kind of mirror images of one another in some areas, the way they play. But it's the confidence that you see of what Tyler Shuck has done to this franchise. He has basically kind of jump-started the dead battery here on this team. And you can see it's filtered down into the defense. Brandon Staley's defense is playing so well. You can say, well, it's the Jets. Well, guess what? They're an NFL team. The Jets' problems are the Jets' problems. It's not yours. You got enough. But what Tyler Shuck has done for this franchise down the stretch is really remarkable in how he's given this team some juice.
Yeah, there's no question. I told you I thought he was the best quarterback drafted this year, and that has my mind hasn't changed on that. He has brought some stability. He has brought some playmaking ability with him. As you mentioned, he has brought some confidence with him. He's just been the real deal, and you know it's one of those things: the poise, the accuracy, not repeating the same mistake, and then the athleticism to get himself out of trouble when he needs to. All those things have just been exceptional with Tyler Shuck. And, you know, we talked about this several weeks ago, last time I did a Saints game, where you could see them the second half of the schedule, you know, playing some teams that they had a chance to compete with, some confidence coming in there. And this to me, you know, this to me is where, you know, general fans oftentimes want you to, you know, want you to tank for a guy and, oh, we want a better draft pick. This is so much more impressive, and it's so much more important establishing your franchise, creating winning habits, winning ways, and going out and competing every week. And I think that is so much more valuable than anything or any one individual that you could draft coming up in next year's draft. So, I think it's really cool. I love seeing the Saints do it. Kellen Moore's done a really good job. And like you said, 3 in a row, it's been really impressive.
Have you done any Titans games yet?
Yeah, I've done several.
Okay. I'm going to get your thoughts on Cam Ward. And so this was early in last year. He had made the decision that he really seriously thought about coming out for the 2024 NFL draft when he was at Washington State. And then they came up with a money deal. He goes to Miami of Florida. And one of the guys that's worked with him as his kind of personal little quarterback coach analyst is Cody Ogeron, the son of Ed Ogeron. And he was telling me, man, Mr. Mike, we got something here. He is something special. So I'll get your thoughts on what you've seen with Cam Ward. And also, too, defensively up front with them two big brutes and Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat, and how the Saints' interior offensive line is nothing to write home to mama about and having to face them two guys.
Yeah. As far as Cam is concerned, unbelievable arm talent, great, you know, in and out of the pocket, getting outside the pocket, throwing the ball. You know, it's interesting to watch him operate from the pocket. Oftentimes, you know, when you're tying your footwork together, you're tying it from under center versus shotgun. There are times when mechanically he gets, I don't even want to call it lazy. It just gets a little bit out of sync, and his feet don't necessarily tie up to the mechanics. And that is time on task. That is, and that's endemic of college quarterbacks in general. Because most college quarterbacks in general just take the, you know, they clap, 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 and the snap comes back and they're in gun. And then they don't really tie their feet to the routes. And, you know, the thing about professional football is you've got to be so tied together because it's such a precise game. And I always say this, what's wide open in professional football is completely covered in college football. You know, it's just a whole different game. And so, like, those are things that you look at Cam that's got to improve upon, and he'll be the first to tell you, hey, man, I got to improve my, you know, footwork, I got to improve my timing, I got to improve all those things. But he's just one of those guys that wants to go to work. I mean, you can tell he wants to be great. So I love kind of the process that he's going through, and he's a great kid to sit down with and have a discussion with. As far as Jeffrey Simmons goes, Sweat's big, and Sweat has actually started to play with some urgency, which was something I think last year didn't necessarily always have. So he's playing with some urgency, and they're doing a good job there. But Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best players in the National Football League that nobody really talks about. He is unreal. And when you talk to the coaching staff, man, it's the way he prepares, it's the way he practices. He'll practice at full speed. Like, they've got to take him out of practice sometimes for, you know, for his own good, to manage him, and also because he wrecks the offensive period. So he's just one of those guys that probably doesn't get the level of accolades and just the level of attention that he deserves as a player, because he is phenomenal.
Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, two-part question here, Mark. As far as the Titans' offense goes, Cam Ward will make these plays, and you'll see it on the highlight reel where it's like, oh my God, he's extending this play. He's looking, he's keeping his eyes downfield. He throws this bullet, and then a receiver drops it. And I know that Calvin Ridley has been out for basically half the season. He broke his fibula. He's going to be out for the rest of the year. And they have a lot of young guys. Elik Iomanner is a rookie. Gunnar Helm, the tight end, is a rookie. Chimeri Dike is a rookie. That's their number 2, 3, and 4 as far as reception yards leaders go, only behind Chigakonkwo, the veteran tight end. It just feels like you'll see these flashes from Cam Ward, like, oh, that was the 101. And then at other times, like, he'll still be making these plays, and his receivers just let him down. It's upsetting to watch, but at the same time, it's one of those things where the Titans had the 101 for a reason.
Yeah, I think all those things are true. You know, they've got a couple of young receivers, like you talked about, that are really, like, they're really doing amazing things, considering they're rookies and considering they've been kind of the guys they're leaning on from day one. Remember, Calvin really got hurt early, then was out for a while, came back on the very first play of the game. I called the game against Houston. Very first play of the game, he fractures his ankle or his fibula. So, that was the first play, first catch of the game, done. And so they've been doing it all season long with those guys. Helm has been a kid that really wasn't getting a lot of run early, and they just kept saying, man, we got to get this kid going. We got to get him involved because he is long, he is tall, he's got a great catch radius, you know, can run a little bit. And he's really, over the last few weeks, he's kind of overtaken Okonkwo as kind of the lead tight end there, at least in the couple of games I did, or a couple of games I studied leading up to that Houston game I had. So they're just young, you know, they're young all over the place, and offensive line is a little bit young and experienced, and so all those things are true, and I think they've got a lot of really, really nice young talent, and they have got a boatload of money to spend in free agency. And, you know, if you look at kind of the New England picture of things, I mean, that is kind of a thing you would look at as a kind of blueprint for what you could do, because New England didn't jump in early in free agency, but they took a lot of value guys, kind of plant. They went with not the first guys off the board, but the second tier players, and all those guys seem to have responded. All those guys have played really well, did a good job, drafting, and then the development of Drake May. So, you know, they got two rookies on their offensive line that have been great all season long. Will Campbell has been tremendous. So, I think if you're Tennessee, you're looking at that kind of as a blueprint. Go, man, if we spend our money wisely on the right type of veteran free agents, at first it can come down to who's going to be coaching that team. But I think that's a team that could make a little bit of noise in the AFC South.
And so, Mark, we also talked about, you know, the young players in the receiving corps, but one of the first names outside of Cam Ward that came out of Kellen Moore's mouth during the Saints coaches show last night when doing the preview was Tony Pollard, someone that he was connected with the Dallas Cowboys. He's the older kind of player on this offense, but he's really just been steady Eddie for them all season long, played all 15 games, 950 rushing yards this season, 4.5 yards per carry. The ground game has been pretty consistent for the Titans, and it just feels like Tony Pollard has been a very steady presence for that offense.
Yeah, Tony is he's a professional football player, man. That guy, I really like him. He's good. And, you know, they were kind of really inconsistent in their run game early and didn't get enough reps or didn't get enough attempts. And, you know, I've talked to Mike McCoy about it a bunch. We had them against Cleveland when Tony Pollard went off for about 165 yards. And, And, you know, they just really focused in on what they were doing, kind of their combination blocks, their double teams, and we're really, you know, really kind of like, we got to solve this kind of conundrum that is our running game, because it just wasn't consistent enough. And oftentimes they would get behind and then they would just kind of quit on it, right? Because you're behind and you're trying to score points and all that kind of stuff. So it was one of those things that they made a very conscious effort of, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, saying, man, we've got to lean into this. And Tony Pollard is just one of those dudes that, I love him. I think he's a great back. And so they've done a good job with that. And you know, it's the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, man, it's been a lot better. So it's just another kind of deal that they've been leaning into, that they've run the ball a lot better.
Mark, I think what surprised everybody, not that Jacksonville won, but how they beat Denver. And, boy, they were jackpot lucky with the weather. You know, because if I was Sean Payton, you know, and the, man, get you here and we freeze you out. I mean, they ain't used to no cold weather like that. And then all of a sudden they get like a spring day, okay, in Denver. But they put it to the Broncos. And, man, I got to give credit. You and Pete Jenkins told me this pretty early about Jacksonville, to keep an eye on them. Pete was more on the defensive side, and he's like, Mike, they got players there. Now, he said, I can't tell you about the offense, but he said, man, they got players on defense, and they physical, and they a big team, and they get after you. Offensively, we see this team evolving as the season has went along. How surprised with you, not about the win, because that's just the NFL today, but how they beat Denver?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting, because I had talked about, and I'd done three of Jacksonville's games early. Last one I did was the Raiders game about middle of the season, or week 11 or 12 or whatever it was. But, you know, it was there was a lot of inconsistency with the quarterback, where he'd make a throw that you're just like, wow, that was big time. And then he'd do two or three throws where you're just like, dude, it's just off. The whole thing is off. The whole process is off. And boy, watching him the last few weeks, man, it just feels like it's all come together for Trevor Lawrence. And I think one of the coolest things for me was the way they approached this with Tony Boselli, their GM, James Gladstone. When they started putting this together, one, they hired Liam Cohen, because it wasn't about, hey, man, I'm going to do this with your quarterback. I'm going to do this with your quarterback. The first thing he said to those guys was, I'm going to solve your running game. This run game has to be completely different. Like, we've got to overhaul this run game, because that's going to really help the quarterback out. And then he was like, here's the other things we're going to do. We're going to go out and get a coach, quarterback coach, that has coached in this system before from Minnesota. So, you know, Liam Cohen and obviously Kevin O'Connell both came from the Rams system. So they run the same system. I would just say that, you know, Liam probably focuses more on two tight ends and things of that nature than does O'Connell, but it's the same verbiage. So they went and got the quarterback coach. Then they went and they got, this was a brilliant move, Nick Mullins, because Nick Mullins has been in that offense forever with San Francisco and then with Kevin O'Connell. And so he really understands that offense, to help kind of be the liaison between offense coordinator, quarterback coach, and the quarterback. And so now you've solidified that room to make sure that everybody's on the same page and that you can help Trevor learn that offense. And then thirdly, they went out and got Robert Hainsey, who was the center in Tampa Bay, who could take care of all the protection stuff and take that off the plate of the quarterback. So it was all about, hey, man, we're going to fix the run game. We're going to make sure that we're good and stout up front. We're going to take some of the pressure off the quarterback, because he's going to be learning a new system. And we're going to go out here and we're going to win football games. But I thought there was a great strategy about putting the team together, and it's just reaping benefits now. And then they just went out, and that front seven on defense is super solid. They're really good at shutting down the run, one of the top teams in football doing that. They've gotten a lot more pressure here lately, and they've you know, gotten a lot more sacks here lately, and quarterback hits and things of that nature. And then they just wore Denver down to the point where that defense started, you know, leaking oil. And It was all those things, you know, I'm sure they've talked about, hey, you can't miss a tackle here. You can't blow coverage here. You know, eventually that's going to get us. Well, all those little things that were happening during the win streak that you kind of go, you know, you pay lip service to, hey guys, you can't have a, you know, pass interference, can't have a procedural penalty, can't have a missed assignment on coverage. You know, the guys were running wide open and the quarterback just didn't get him because our pressure got there. Well, all of a sudden the pressure's not getting there. And the guy's running wide open down the field, and the quarterback is just making a dime piece throw to get him. And then there was probably – there was one missed tackle that cost him 63 yards. There was another missed tackle that cost him a touchdown. There were probably five or six missed tackles in that game that I bet you put them over 120 yards of total offense just off of missed tackles. And that's the kind of stuff that gets you beat when you're playing a good team, and that's what got him beat.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a super holiday season. And what game you got this weekend?
I'm off this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I'm with the grandkids. We're going to just hang out. And I don't know what I got week 18. I'm trying to find out.
Mark, thanks so much. And again, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Mark.
Merry Christmas, guys. Take care.
All right. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For all of your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. When we come back, it'll be our triple option feature, myself along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller, right after this break.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. It's our triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and Southern Miss, Western Kentucky, 7-6. Southern Miss with the lead about halfway into the second quarter. And again, we talked about it. Man, if you get to see it on, man, a pitching catch with Chapman, with a great catch in the end zone, gives Southern Miss the lead 7-6 in the New Orleans Bowl. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with something that Bobby had mentioned yesterday during the second guest show about Tyler Shuck potentially getting some votes for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And the latest Offensive Rookie of the Year odds, guys, Tet McMillan is still number one at minus 250, by far the favorite. Number two on that list, Tyler Shuck, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, plus 370. And then a little bit further behind him, Travion Henderson, the running back for the Patriots, and Emeka Ebuka, the wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who kind of felt like Ebuka was going to run away with the award early on. He's fallen off a little bit alongside with Baker Mayfield and really the Bucs in general. But Tyler Shuck, in only seven starts, that 4-3 record, very, very impressive, has him only behind Tet McMillan in the Offensive Rookie of the Year race, guys. So it's something to keep an eye on in the final couple of weeks.
We'll see down the stretch. And had Mike Vrabel trusted Travion Henderson a little bit more earlier in the season, and I know why he didn't trust him. Man, because I've been around Vrabel enough when he was with the Titans. He fumbled the damn ball. And that's something, man, you on the list after that, buddy. You start fumbling it, you got to work your way back up. But, man, he's been a big difference for the Patriots and certainly what Ted has done. And I'm just telling you, you look at the Carolina receivers, they all look like they should be playing NBA basketball. They look like small forwards, every one of them. Man, these guys, you talk about a big set of guys at wide receiver, they got them on that football team, Steve.
Guys, last night, Monday Night Football, continue to be wowed, amazed, whatever you want to say. Phillip Rivers, great story, coming back out of retirement. They didn't get the win with the Indianapolis Colts, but man, oh man, the old man putting up a fight, 277 yards, two TDs and a pick, was sacked twice, ends up with a QB rating of 97. But overall, I mean, Rivers came in off, you know, coming out of retirement, being, you know, around high school players, and seamlessly fit into the Colts offense without a hitch.
He's done well. Now their defense would play better.
They couldn't stop a cold last night.
They were lousy last night.
It's not his fault that the 49ers offense and Brock Purdy is slicing and dicing them the entire game. I mean, I felt bad for River. 27 points against Robert Saleh's defense should have been enough for the Colts to win that game and stay in playoff contention.
And then special teams gave the 49ers a short field.
It's silly. I mean, I feel bad for him because, like you said, Steve, he had a really good showing. But at the same time, if your defense is just a sieve like it was against the 49ers offense, they got killed.
Brock Purdy looked like a legend.
Yeah, he won some fantasy games last night. I give you that.
For sure. He sure did. I told this to Rick Venturi, who is the color analyst for the Indianapolis Colts. I hope you didn't spend that playoff money. And he got a big kick out of it. We'll be back to finish it up off here in hour number two on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Want to tell everybody at 7 o'clock it'll be the Saints Hour with Mike Haas. He'll have on with him Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis, and Saints wide receiver Chris Olave. And at 6:20 with Steve and Charlie, Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, will be on. We'll have more sports talk right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.